Ben was true to his plan. After the midday meal, he wandered the camp again, asking new questions. Is this your child? How old is she? Daughter of one of the broken columns, I take it? Does she have any friends her own age? It was nightfall before he came across any answers that interested him. With a special wrestling event honoring those that had fallen to the snakes loud in the distance, Ben stared down at a little black-haired girl, who stared solemnly back up at him.
This is your daughter?
Haleava, winner of the short foot race for those with the arts and other competitions, gave him a wide smile, a proud smile.
Yes, this is Ara. Ara, this is Ben. He's from far away, and he's a boy witch. Give him proper greetings.
The girl raised a chubby hand, palm toward Ben.
Welcome to our fire. We have bread and meat and water.
Haleava's prompt came as a whisper.
I am called
Aradasa Verse.
Ben returned the salute.
I am called Ben Skywalker.
Are you really a boy witch?
He nodded.
But we call ourselves Jedi. Some Jedi are boys and some are girls. And the arts we know are a little different from yours.
Oh.
Suddenly shy, Ara grabbed and clung to her mother's thigh, but she did not turn away from Ben. Ben gave Haleava a friendly smile.
She's what, 4?
5 and a season. She's small for her age.
Haleava shrugged.
You can never tell how fast they'll grow. I'm tall, and her father was very tall. We used to jest that he was half Rancor.
Was tall?
He died before Ara was born. He was a warrior of the Broken Columns. We wed at the annual conclave 6 or so years ago and parted at conclave's end. When next I heard word of him, he had died in a fall, climbing tall trees to plunder nests of their eggs.
I'm sorry.
She shrugged again.
I heard the circumstances of her birth were difficult, too.
Haleava gave him a little quizzical frown.
Who said that?
I forget. My father was telling stories around a campfire before I was born. My mother carried me around from battle to planetary disaster and back again, and one of your reigning leaves wanted to top that story.
Oh, well, yes. I was saddened by Dasan's death and had told no one I was expecting his child. I went on one last long scouting expedition for the clan, knowing that soon after my return, I would begin to show. But when I was at the farthest point on my trip from home, I slid into a ravine and broke my leg. I nearly starved, which I think is what has left Ara so small. It was not until after she was born that I was able to return to the reigning leaves.
Clearly, you're a strong woman.
She gave him another smile. There was no guilt or duplicity evident in it.
There are no weaklings among the reigning leaves.
He waved at Ara.
Nice meeting you, Ara.
The little girl gave him another salute, but turned it into a wave halfway through. Ben turned, and with a last cordial nod to Haleava, moved on to the next campfire. There he'd continue the deception that he was meeting as many clan members as possible, the better to understand their ways. Haleava's story was unlikely, but possible. Dasan of the Broken Columns had indeed died a month after the clan conclave 6.5 years before, though no one could remember him wedding Haleava. Still, not all such unions were officiated or remembered. Haleava had indeed departed on a lengthy scouting mission 3 months after the conclave, and had not returned for months, now with the baby Ara in her arms.
Blast it!
Ben didn't want his suspicions to be correct. He rather liked Haleava.
And maybe he was wrong.
He'd have a better sense of whether he was right if something befell him to end his investigation, a plausible accident or a murder attempt. He reminded himself that he did need to survive if he was to achieve his goals. Justice for a dead woman, and the uncovering of a nest of Night Sisters. Night Sisters, and perhaps Sith in collaboration with them.